You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, visit electronicmediacollective.com.
Back.
What's up in the hizzo?
You okay over there?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, okay.
We're good. I'm good. Are you good?
Ooh.
What?
One of us should change. We're wearing the same color. I didn't realize until I'm seeing us on the screen.
It's okay. We're wearing different hats, so that's how they'll tell us
apart.
All right.
Black hat, okay. And you got the gray hat.
I got the
gray
old reliable gray.
You got the charcoal gray hat with the light gray hoodie. And I've also got a gray sweatshirt on, but with a black hat, so...
You got glasses, I don't, so...
We both have beards. Wow.
You got a little more gray in your beard than me.
I'm a little bit older than you.
A little more seasons.
A little bit... I've got some city miles on me, so... It happens. Happens to the best of us. Adam! Welcome back!
Hey, we weren't here last week.
No, I missed last week. It was me. I called off. I had a really busy weekend. I had to do all kinds of stuff.
A likely story.
I mean, what are you going to do, fire me? No. I had some paid leave. I used it. That's what it's for.
Yeah, you've been saving that time up, I guess. Yep.
So what's new?
Nothing.
What's the beat on the street?
We went to a brewery last week.
Oh, we forgot to talk. Well, we weren't here last week.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we didn't talk about it. So yeah,
we went drinking like good old times.
We went drinking.
I've been drinking. Hey, Beyonce released a country album.
Sounds about right.
Cowboy Carter.
Sounds about right. Taylor Swift's moving into the mainstream a little bit more. You know, she's being more popular. Beyonce's got to recover those numbers a little bit.
So anyway, back to our big night out. I guess we'll open with that.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
A mutual friend from the back in the day.
Yes, a friend
out to
of ours.
And was like, hey, let's get together. Like, let's hang out and let's do this thing. It was supposed to be like this Ides of March event thing,
yes.
Where they made this big Facebook post of his own Facebook event where it's like the Ides of March, you can come see some cool Roman stuff and, you know, some cool Roman battles.
Like they're gonna do a recreation of murdering Caesar.
On
the Ides of March.
It's gonna be a big event. And then we got there and it's like a handful of dudes LARPing off in like the where they brew the beer.
Yeah.
And then one random dude who did not look anything remotely close to Caesar was walking around and was like, hey, stab me in the back. That was the extent of it. So needless to say, the event itself was a little disappointing. But, you know, we were hanging out. We were sitting at the round table. You know, we were just chilling and drinking some beer.
We did. It was at a brewery in Youngstown, Ohio. And
Paladin Brewing,
shout out. Have you ever done LARP, live action role play?
No, I've never done
me
LARPing.
Me neither. Do you ever want to?
There was a time, like, a decade and a half ago where my answer would have been absolutely yes.
I'm being attacked, okay? Yeah. I don't know what to do. All right.
The more you move, it's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. The more you move, the more it sees you. She loves playing with feet. If you move around, she's like, the more you move, the more
here
comes
the here comes the views.
Here comes all the likes. Yeah, is he still in the house? Is he still in the house?
Is he still here? Is he quit biting my toes? I'm trying to do a show. It hurts.
Just throw her on the couch.
Okay.
No.
Lost my...
We were at the Palin Brewing Company.
Lost my train of thought there.
We were doing some drinking. You know,
we were. But the role playing. That's right.
Yeah, the LARPing.
The LARPing. Yeah, the costumes and the fake weaponry... I feel like it wasn't to the correct era. I was expecting ancient Rome. I was expecting togas. I said to you off air when we were planning on going to this, I said, is it a toga party? Do we need to wear togas?
You were like, I'm looking on Amazon to see if we can get some togas or something like that. I'm like, dude, I was just going to show up in my jeans and a hoodie.
Well, we did. Because you were like, I'm not wearing a toga.
I didn't say, like, I'm not wearing a toga, but I was like, I wasn't planning on doing that. I was just going to, like, go in jeans and a hoodie. Like, that was my plan.
Did you ever go to a toga party?
No.
I went to a toga party once in college. I used to have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, like, bed sheet when I was a child. And I used that bed sheet to create a Ninja Turtles toga. I was the hit. I was the hit of the party. It was amazing.
I buy it.
It was amazing. Yeah, I had a really hard time like folding it the right way. YouTube tutorials didn't really exist back then.
So no, that was like the golden days of you.
I had to have some assistance. So, but no, I wish I had pictures of that. That was a fun time.
Man, if
so,
only.
I'm like, oh, like, I need to get a real toga. Like, let's wear togas to this. Toga. We didn't wear togas.
No,
we're boring.
Didn't. It was cold.
It was really cold.
It was cold.
And I'm kind of glad we didn't wear togas.
Because nobody else did.
No one else did. It was not what I was expecting at all.
It was literally like, imagine just some dudes dressed up in what their best approximation would be in Roman armor would be. And they were just off to the side smacking each other with like foam swords and shit like that.
Those weren't foam. They were legit swords.
There was a couple ones that were not. I mean, they were like maybe like some like manner of plywood or some shit like that. Like maybe some like they looked like they had cardboard boxes for shields for the most part. Well designed cardboard boxes, but they looked flimsy as shit. So it was interesting. I'll say that. It was loud. I'll also say that, too.
What form of ancient weaponry would be your choice?
Okay, so if I'm back in ancient Rome.
Any ancient times.
Ancient time. I mean, you can't go wrong with a good broadsword.
I knew you'd say broadsword.
Nice little broadsword.
That's
basic. But there's a reason why it's, you know, it's used a lot, because it's reliable.
Ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Although, it'd be really cool to have a flail. Now that's get over that shield, bang him in the head. Yeah. Oh yeah. I've played role playing games before. I know what a flail does to people. Call me an expert.
I was thinking mace originally. Maces are fun, but you know what? Just give me a good old bow staff.
Bow staff.
Why not? A good bow staff. It's light. You could be quick on your feet. Think of like Donatello. He rocked it with that bow staff. I played the Turtles arcade game. I was always Donatello because his reach.
Yeah.
His reach was so long, man. Donatello on the game. Turtles in Time and the original Turtles arcade. Gotta be Donatello. There's that guy from The Walking Dead, too, had the bow staff. The black guy. I can't remember names.
Was he from like the first season? No. Then he came back. Not that dude.
He was a later season addition.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, he had a bow staff.
Never had the pleasure. So
I can't remember his name. I just quit watching that show.
What about Little John?
Little John from Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a good. I would go bow staff, man. Just a stick. But anyway, they didn't. They had.
It was kind of lame. If we're being honest, it was kind of lame.
Did you ever see the movie Role Models with Sean William Scott and Paul
Rudd?
I love that movie. Yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping for. But
yeah, like I was hoping for like a little acting, a little more hype into it. I was hoping for like for them to have like some of their workers come in as like, or just people who wanted to do it, just come in with togas as like the Roman Senate, and they're all gathered around in like this meeting, and then they all come up and stab Caesar. I was expecting like, you know, some actual like. Maybe some performance acting a little bit, you know, just something.
This woman was wearing like a St. Patrick's Day shirt. She was like coming up to all the tables. People were just sitting there drinking. She's like, "Hey, you trying to stab Caesar?" She just came right up to us like, "You trying to stab Caesar?" And we're like, "Is this what they did in the Senate too? Like,
just roll it up and people like, 'Hey, you trying to stab Caesar?'"
So yeah,
totally blew it for me. Took me out of the story whenever she.
Our buddy Justin did stab Caesar.
I thought you were
gonna stab Caesar.
Nah, it was kind of.
You were in line.
I was taking a picture of Justin stabbing Caesar, and then when they were like, "You want to stab Caesar?" Like, nah, it's all right. It's not as fun
I
as
thought
it.
You were gonna stab
it,
Caesar.
It's not as fun as it looked. You know, it didn't even look all that fun. Hey, you quit.
I gotta put shoes on. Hold on.
Go ahead. Put shoes on. But we have something now. You can tap her on the nose if you want to. She'll stop if you tap her on the nose. Give her a light little tappy. Tap, tap, tapperoo.
She didn't do this last episode.
Because she's used to you now. Now she wants to play.
Well,
so
I'm not in the mood to play right now. We got work to do. I'll play later. Oh, that did it.
There you go. Now you can bite all you want.
She don't see toes.
Yeah. But we have something here tonight that we haven't had in a very long time. It has been some time.
Bringing it back.
We have a beer of the show, Scott.
Beer of the show.
We have
a beer of the show. For those of you who have been with us since the early days, when we first started.
This is a rum and coke, not the beer of the show.
When we first started For Your Distraction, however many decades ago it was.
It's been 8 years.
8 years. That's kind of surreal.
It is.
A lot of stuff has happened in 8 years.
Yeah.
And yet, here we are in front of a microphone. But when we originally started the show, we were really into beers.
That was a shtick. That was a thing.
And every episode, we would bring a new beer. We would talk about it. We would rate it.
You go to the local, you know, beer section in Kmart. Or not Kmart.
Kmart.
Shopping, Giant Eagle.
Yeah.
The local beer section in Giant Eagle.
Because Kmart's existed 8 years ago. Which this is a segue to something else that I'll get to later. So make a mental note of this part right here.
Oh, we'll try.
But yeah, we used to have a show, a beer every show.
We did.
And we kind of quit doing it.
At a certain point, the way we were buying beers, we kind of like ran out of brands.
It wasn't that. We didn't think that we would be here in 8 years. And we didn't keep track of which beers we've used.
That's the other problem, yeah.
And wink, wink, we had somebody out there who was involved with our show.
They dropped the ball a little
bit. Said they were going to go back and listen to the old and make a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Of which beers we've used and what, and we're still waiting for that.
Don't even waste your time. I can get AI to do that now. Don't even waste your fucking time.
Listen to this guy. He's over here. I'll create Skynet to tell us what the beers we should. So we forgot which beers we've used and which ones we haven't. But I know we haven't had this one.
No.
So we bought this. We bought a Crowler. You know this is called a Crowler, right?
Yeah, it's a Crowler.
Not a growler, a crowler, because it's a
That's
can.
What we got. That's
Ooh,
what we got.
A photo.
Yeah. You took a picture of the can. Is it Golden Dragon?
Golden Dragon.
Like 10.7% or some shit like that.
10.5 or 10.5.
whatever. 10.5. It's 10 above. 10 above. So
it's a strong beer.
Yeah.
So we're going to drink it, and we're going to tell you what
You made a nice little comment that it's not golden colored either. It's very dark.
When I poured it out of the can, it's called the Golden Dragon, so I thought it would be a golden colored beer.
Yeah.
It is a darker amber colored beer.
Basically like Coke or Pepsi.
Why didn't they call it the Amber Dragon?
I told you, it's not as cool as the Golden Dragon.
Dragons have a thing for gold, right? That's
They sleep on gold and all that stuff.
Sleep on gold.
Yeah, that was in The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
I read the book and watched the movies. And I watched the classic cartoon.
You read the book?
I read the book. I watched the movies. I watched the old cartoon from like...
How good is it?
It's so good.
How good is
it's
that
great.
70s cartoon?
It's so fucking good.
Wow.
That was the first time I ever watched anything Lord of the Rings. My first intake of anything Lord of the Rings was when I was a kid. My mom rented me that movie.
Bro.
It's so good.
It's a musical.
Yeah.
The scene where the orcs and the men and they sing that song... Everything should be that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything in life should be that way. Okay. Whew, I digress.
Anyway, we're gonna take a little sip. Sip,
beer
sip,
the show.
Sip.
Oh.
Ooh. That did something to my body. I wasn't expecting that.
All right, well, you go first. Tell me, talk about it a little bit.
It's a little bitter. A little more bitter than I usually prefer. Doesn't have the wow factor for the most part.
Go.
Doesn't have the wow factor for the most part. It's it's not bad. I'm wondering if it's gonna like mess me up because again, this is like a 10% beer. So
and we're used to drinking a lot stronger.
We're used to drinking liquor and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's not bad.
I like it. I like it a bunch.
Trying to take another sip. In the future, hold that in front of the microphone and not underneath it. So
I thought I was.
No. I'm sure it's a very muted song that people are.
Well, we're still
right
gonna
now.
Talk. We're gonna talk over the song.
Yeah. So
it's just background music. I like it a lot.
It's good.
I thought it was gonna be stronger.
It doesn't taste that strong.
I feel like
it seems like one of those sneaky beers.
It's a sneaky beer. I love that.
It's a sneaky beer.
It is a sneaky beer. I've had a couple like triple and quad IPAs that'll put me on my butt, yeah. And they're about 10%. This is this an ale?
It doesn't taste like an ale.
What is it?
I don't know.
Pull that picture up. It says on there.
Good luck. Good luck reading it. Yeah, you
can't read that.
Yeah, exactly. Can't read it.
Well, maybe I think it's an
I'm gonna expand it. Watch this. Live on the show, I'm expanding that dark Belgian strong
stout.
Yeah, I think that's a stout.
It's
I think
a stout.
It's a stout.
Okay. Wow, it has a lot of flavor for a stout. I'm a huge fan of this beer.
I said when we were there, it's like you gotta get the Golden Dragon. You're like, I'm not gonna get that one. It's too much.
I love it.
It's not
I
bad.
Love that song.
It's not
too.
Bad. It doesn't have the wow factor, but it's not bad. Like I could. It's a nice strong chill beer, is what it is. You know, it's not heavy. Like it doesn't weigh you down. Like it's not sitting at the bottom of my stomach whenever I drink it, which is nice. I do like a beer like that. So
the thing about stouts and porters are, I enjoy them, but I can't drink too much of them because it's like a meal. Some of them are like a meal.
Yeah.
Like I will get so full off of beer. I gotta admit. I gotta admit something.
Uh-oh.
My nephew, he lives in Indiana. He lives in the Hoosier State, quite a bit away from us. He was home a couple weeks ago on spring break from college, and you know he and I had been trying to get together, but like I said, I had the gymnastics meet and I had other stuff going on. I wasn't able to meet him. I went out with you that night, and
yeah,
we drank heavily. And I wasn't driving.
I was driving.
You were the DD.
By heavily, I did not drink heavily.
I drank heavily.
I drank some. And I made sure to pace myself because I knew I was driving.
How much did I drink?
You drank a lot.
I was crunked
in the club. At one point, you're tapping my glass.
I want to get crunked in this club.
At one point, you're tapping my glass. You're like, another one. It's like, no, I'm going to pace myself. You're like, all right, whatever. And yeah. You got up and wanted to go get another one.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
And I wasn't drinking these. I was drinking different stuff. I had a couple IPAs.
Side note, the way that did you check your bank statement after you ran your card with them? Because so Justin called me up the next day.
Oh, here we go.
And he was like, so they like... You should check your bank account because they charged me twice. So they apparently charged him twice. They charged his card twice.
They charged you twice?
No, they did a weird thing where they charged each individual drink that I got up and got. They didn't like add it up at one and then have like one price at the end. Each time, like I had three separate charges. They added up to what I paid for at the end of the night so I didn't get ripped off. But I had three separate charges on my card. What the fuck they were doing down there?
Yeah, we started a tab.
Yeah, and this should just
when
be
you
one
start
charge.
A tab, it should be one charge. If we weren't going to start a tab, we would have just that's how it would have been if we paid
yeah,
for each
exactly.
one individually.
Yeah,
weird.
Like I did the math and it added up to what I paid for at the end of the night, but it's so weird that they gave me three
this
charges.
I don't check that shit. I know I fucking should. I don't look
he's,
at that.
He's getting the sweats now. He's like, oh
I
shit.
Know. Maybe they charge
oh,
me
shit.
So much. You know, I'm broke.
My bank account's cleared out.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I don't know. But anyway. As
you were drinking heavily.
Back with my story.
Yeah, yeah.
I drank a lot. I was drunk. You drove me home. And when I got home, I got in my car. I drove to a different bar where I met my nephew and had more beers.
I drove to a different bar, too, after
you
I...
You fucking didn't.
I did.
I did, too.
I did.
Why didn't you tell me?
So I didn't plan on doing it.
I didn't
originally,
plan on it either.
Originally, after I dropped you off, I was like, all right, I'm going to pull up here. Cause
you
I'm
were like,
gonna,
oh, I'm going to go get
Taco
something
Bell.
To eat. Yeah, Taco Bell.
Because I didn't eat much dinner.
Yeah.
I was on my way to Taco Bell. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And I drove past Taco Bell down to George's.
Oh, your old stomping ground.
Yeah. I decided
Adam
to go down
used
there.
To be a regular at this bar. How yeah. was it? Anybody there you knew?
I should have just went to Taco Bell, honestly.
Really?
It wasn't bad. I had like two Yinglings, but I was just sitting there and I'm like, Yeah. All right, this ain't my crowd, apparently. This ain't my crowd
right
now.
I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. My nephew, he played in the orchestra for a high school musical that happened that night.
The high school musical?
Not the high school musical. Come on. Was Zac Efron in town? No. It wasn't the high school
musical. He was Zac Efron's little brother.
It was a high school musical. I don't even own a gun.
Let alone enough to necessitate a rack. What am I going to do with a gun rack?
Thanks for knowing that. Okay. So anyway.
Don't sleep on Wayne's World. No, don't even sleep on that.
No. Good work. So I went with my nephew, and we had like, Buffalo Wild Wings has those ungodly tall beers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were drinking the Konas. The Hawaiian beer, yeah. The longboards. Actually, I don't know if it was the longboard. It was a Kona beer, whichever. I had one, and I was just like, I was about to die. My nephew like chugged three of them. He was like funneling them. He's like, you want another? And it was like 1:30 in the morning, and I was like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm alive. I'm 40. I'm a man. I'm 40. I can't do this anymore. So we went home, and I don't remember what happened after that. I didn't puke. Did not puke.
Dude, he didn't puke in rally. That's what he did.
You know what? I might have felt better had I puked.
Yeah, probably.
Had I puked. So what do you rate this beer?
I give it a recommend. It's a recommend. I recommend it. Give it a try. It's not bad. It's making me feel something. I'm feeling it already, honestly.
I like this a bunch.
Do you like it because it's really strong and it's making you drunk? You're like, God, I fucking like this beer.
It can't be stronger than the booze we're drinking.
No, but it is pretty strong for a beer.
Yeah, but I've had stronger beers. I don't know. It has good flavor. I'm going to give it...
You also did pour yourself like a very mixed balanced rum and coke.
I'm feeling good.
Before the podcast started.
We haven't even gotten into the meat and potatoes.
Oh, that's too much.
I did too. And you got like a stronger rum tonight too.
Yeah, it's an old Blackheart. I'm drinking on a budget now.
The old Blackheart.
That's the class. It's, you know what? It's the best cheap rum you can get, honestly. This shit's like $15.
It does the trick.
Yeah, it does. It takes
so
care
we haven't
of
even gotten into the meat and potatoes of the show, and I'm feeling brisk.
Yeah, we're like
and
almost
I'm
halfway
give the
done
beer,
with the show.
Those of you from the beginning who remember, I like to rank it.
Yeah, and you like
four,
to throw in fucking decimal points.
I'm
going to
give
shit.
It 4.25 stars. It's like fucking Star Search.
4.25 Zac Efron's.
4.25 Dogecoins. Oh my God. But hey, I enjoy it. This is the Paladin Brewing Company in Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah, give it a roll.
The Golden Dragon. Shout out to those guys. What is a paladin? Is it like a knight?
So, like, I don't know if paladin was real, but I know what a paladin is in fantasy. Okay. And like RPGs and like the medieval fantasy setting. And from playing fantasy games, a paladin is basically like a holy knight. You're like a protective knight. You're a knight that wears heavy armor, and your job is like defensive, like abilities and magic. So like you put up shields and you like tank hits and you like provoke people. Hey, come hit me because I can take the damage. Like that's kind of what you are. You're like a defensive,
like the Knights
fighter.
Templar.
Sure,
they were Christian though. This is more like a mythological holy.
Like I said, I don't know if Paladin is a real thing that ever existed. I don't know
I
if that was a
did.
Class of a knight.
I think it was.
You know what? This seems like a Google search.
Emperor Charlemagne. Okay, here we go. Me and drunk history coming at. I feel like Emperor Charlemagne had paladins. I think they were just what he called his knights. But I could be completely off base.
Okay, so according to Wikipedia, which is always a good resource.
Always. Never wrong.
Paladin or paladin, which is paladin with an E at the end. Fuck you, you bougie bastards, was a person with a lot of power in many countries during the medieval and early modern Europe period.
Way off.
Yeah.
Way off.
The word paladin was first used in ancient Rome for a chamberlain of the emperor and also for the imperial palace guard called the Scuole Palatine by Constantine. There you go. There you go. So paladin was a real thing.
I watched a couple of those.
I don't know. totally different from the fantasy world, but hey, real thing.
You know, they made, like, for a while there, Netflix was putting out those, remember those mockuseries?
Yeah.
Where they were, like, fake history. They weren't fake history, but they took a lot of liberties with them. I think they did the Vikings one. It was really huge. So, like, let's do everything that's ever happened.
Yeah.
And make, because that's what Netflix does.
Until it gets good, and then when it gets good, they cancel it.
The thing with Netflix is, and I just talked about this with a friend of mine. Netflix, I don't have it anymore because they stopped the password sharing, you bastards. But when I still had it and I watched it frequently, they were more quantity over quality.
Yes, 100%.
And occasionally they'd catch lightning in a bottle once in a while.
Problem is, when they catch lightning bubble, they shatter the bottle because, like, well, we can't pay for this. That's the problem with Netflix. Yeah.
You like boxing?
Nah, not really.
Name a boxer.
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Are we going to talk about this?
Do you know about this?
Are we talking about this? It's in my notes.
Oh, it's in his notes.
If it's the same thing I'm thinking of, this must be.
This is a segue into Netflix.
It must be.
This is what my friend and I talked about. So you want to you know about the Mike Tyson? You know
his upcoming fight?
His upcoming fight.
Yeah. With that douchebag?
One of the Paul brothers. Is it Jake Paul? Is it Jake?
Yeah.
There's two Pauls, right? There's Logan and Jake.
Yeah, they both suck.
They're
both horrible people.
They both suck hard.
They're not good people. Like, not even just like they suck, but they're also like just not good people either.
No, I think they suck.
Yeah. I've been seeing like many videos on TikTok, many a video where it's like compilations of like, here's Jake Paul when he trains, and he's like wearing like a VR goggle set, and he's like doing the punching bag thing, like whatever it is, the speed bag. Yeah, that looks like testicles and shit like that.
Speed bag.
So like, it's just him wearing a VR set doing that, and then it's Mike Tyson just like taking hits and like fucking knocking fools out and shit like that. And it's like, if there's ever a time where he's gonna bite another ear off, it might be now.
I'm a boxing fan. You know, I boxed when I was young in my youth.
I did not know.
I boxed.
Does not surprise me though. You're a very athletic man in your prime.
I fought twice. Two fights.
How many did you win?
One. Guess which one I lost.
The second one?
The second one. And I said, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
You got a 50% win rate, so like that's a good place to stop on.
It was fun. It was fun till it wasn't. It's hard work.
Were you into those like street fighting movies, like Never Back Down and shit like that? Did you enjoy those? No.
This was very sanctioned. It was amateur. It was three rounds. You had headset on. Like, it wasn't, it was like really, really like big time.
Like real, like classic boxing.
Yeah.
It's like the episode of South Park when they joined the wrestling team and the wrestler dude was like, this is real wrestling.
Only three rounds. It was really amateur stuff. It was youth. I was in high school. Fought this kid. It was his first fight. It was my first fight. I was going to knock him out, though. I had him on the ropes, if you will. I had him beat, and I don't know why, but I remember like feeling bad because it was his first fight and he wasn't good. So I kind of like let up a little bit. So it went to decision and I won. Unanimous.
And that's when you got like a big head. You're like, is this all I'm going to fight? I must be fucking Jet Li. I must be like
next. I fought
Jackie
this,
Chan.
Like almost a whole year later, I fought this other kid and it was a tournament. And it was like the first round of this tournament, and I was billed at 5'10".
That's when what's his fucking Cobra Kai showed up.
This is what they did. They put the numbers up. It was like I was 5'10", 165 pounds. The guy I was fighting was 6 foot, 169 pounds. But what they didn't tell you, he had like a 2-inch advantage on the reach. He was not white, and I was. And let me just tell you, I came out swinging the first round, and it was a really bad move. Because, like, mano a mano, he had me beat. So then I tried to, like, I'm like, okay. So I tried to, like,
defense.
Block defense. Yeah. Like, see if he'd get tired.
So it could wear him out.
It was only three rounds. He wasn't going to get tired out. But I didn't get knocked out. I was able to stay with him for all three rounds, and I didn't win. And that was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done. The fight right before me, somebody got cut above their eye. They were bleeding all over.
You're going to cut me, Mick.
They had cut men. They had cut men there. I didn't need them, thank God. And I said, you know what? This isn't for me. This isn't for me. I got already brain lesions and brain problems, so I didn't need to take any more hits. But I like boxing.
Yeah.
I do.
I did wrestling when I was in elementary school.
Wrestling's cool. Yeah. I never did organized wrestling. I goofed around, but never
I
really
did that for a season and then quit immediately.
Yeah, okay. You tried it. That's, so, I'm impressed. You tried it.
But like, I didn't try it because I wanted to. I tried it because... So that was the era where my mom was just trying to get me out of the house to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she would just sign me up for shit.
I feel like you'd be a good wrestler, though. You have the build for a wrestler.
I can wrestle to a draw. I can get a smooth draw out. That's not the extent of it. So, but like, no, I didn't enjoy it.
Play my crotch now. Coming for the jewels. You hit your head. Take that.
Hey, you won your third fight. Good job.
Third fight, yeah.
There you go. It gets an adorable Pomeranian puppy. No, so that was like the era of like, I got signed up for baseball, and then I got signed up for soccer, and then I got signed up for wrestling. And it was just like this like extent of like, let's just get you out of the fucking house because you just play video games and like ride your bike all day. So, and I was not good at any of it. I was not good at any of it. So... But we're talking about Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. So he was my favorite. He was everyone's favorite. He was just so good. He was so powerful. And I really was into wrestling around.
Isn't he like
wrestling?
A piece
I was really
of
into
shit
boxing.
In real life? Like
oh,
in
yeah.
Past?
He like raped somebody.
Yeah, he like raped women.
Yeah, I don't think
like
he's
that.
A good guy.
No, he's like not a good person.
But it's like time has passed on that. I think we're kind of like.
Like you think did, this? You think society, like society's like
society's
look,
forgiven him?
We know.
Like he was funny in The Hangover.
We know. Yeah, so he was funny in The Hangover. So it's like, all right. I know he raped. He did one of the worst things you could possibly do to somebody. But
it's Mike Tyson. It's Mike Tyson. So he's fighting Jake,
which
Paul.
We do not agree with that, by the way. For any of you people that are like, oh, for distractions, for Mike Tyson raping women. No, he's a piece of shit. Fuck him.
I talked to him on the phone, right?
Really?
Yeah. I think I've told you this story. If
I
haven't,
I'm
telling
you. I don't think I've heard the story. Did you call him out for raping?
No, I didn't. I was in college, and it was my mom was out of town. My mom went to see a friend of hers who lives out in Arizona, and she was hanging out in Arizona doing her thing, and I was back here in Pennsylvania where we live.
Yeah.
And I was really into poker. Listen to me, boxing and poker. I should just like move to Vegas, right?
But dude, we should play poker sometime. Let's get a group together and play
we
poker.
We need people to play poker.
I had, so side note. I got
tangent.
I got into poker too a little bit. Like after I graduated high school, I got into poker a little bit.
Texas Hold'em, is that what you played?
Yeah, basically. I have like a poker set sitting in my closet with like chips, cards, the whole nine yards. I bought it because I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. Have never used it before because I can't find anybody to play poker.
Yeah, you need to get a good amount of people.
Like five.
I mean, yeah, you could probably do it with five. It's even better with more. This game I was playing had multiple tables. And like it was an expensive buy-in. And I had made it down till... They combined the two tables into one, and I was in the final four or the final five with a lot of money on the line, but it was taking forever. It was like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm tired, and I'm playing poker, and I'm like, oh my God, I got so much.
Were you one of the dudes wearing sunglasses and a baseball cap just kind of sitting there?
No, it was just I was getting cards, and everything was going well. My phone rings in the middle of this game at 2 in the morning, and it's my mother. My mother's name came up on my cell phone, and I know she's out in Arizona, which is like 3 hours different. So it was late there, but nowhere near as late as it was here. So I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I answer the phone. I'm like, hello? And on the voice on the other end of the phone is like, hello, is this Scott? And I was like, yes. Hi, this is Mike Tyson.
Like, what is this?
And I'm like, no, like. He's like, I'm just out here at a restaurant hanging out with your mom. And then
dude, your mom. Mike Tyson, like Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks. Your fucking mom.
Tell the Tom Hanks story. My mom's in Puerto Rico right now, or else she'd be in the comments section talking about this.
Dude, you're
my mom jet sheds.
Yeah.
My mom's a Mrs. Worldwide. But no, for real, I'm like, I realized, oh my God, like this is I'm talking to Mike Tyson on the phone. I was like, I freaked out. Everybody at the table was like, holy shit. Like, no, it's not. I'm like, oh, hello. I was like, I'm a big fan. I was like, you're a really good fighter. That's what I said. What a dork. He's like, okay, and like that was it. That was like the end of the phone. He just like wanted to call. Your mom wanted me to call. She said you liked me. And I'm like, yes, I like you. You're a really good boxer. Like, I feel like he was already retired at this time. I don't know. Mike Tyson's last fight was 2005. Oh my God, I can't believe I fucking know this.
Was your mom married to your stepdad?
Oh,
at
yeah.
the time?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, what yeah. if?
My mom married my stepdad in like the 90s, dude. I was in college at this time this happened.
Say, your mom might have hooked up with Mike Tyson. That's all I'm going to say.
No, she would tell me all about it if it happened. Trust me, it didn't. She talks about almost hooking up with Tom Hanks. So if she actually did hook up with...
Yeah, I mean, these three positions, and let me tell you. Your mom lived a life,
Your
dude.
Mom lived a life. Did I ever tell the Tom Hanks story to our listeners?
I think you have, yeah.
So Tom Hanks was in Pittsburgh. Filming a movie, it's like 1991, 1990 maybe. He's filming a movie, I don't know if you've ever seen it, called A League of Their Own.
I've heard of it.
With yeah. Gina Davis and Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell, and pretty good movie.
Yeah.
It was filmed in Pittsburgh, and my mom was working in Pittsburgh at the time. This is the early 90s, and she was like my mom was in her prime. She was like in these like aerobics contest, like you ever seen like the aerobics, the funny videos on YouTube? Yeah. My mom did that shit. Like there's videos out there with my mom in it. We'll find it. We'll get it on the show sometime. But she went to this nightclub. Pittsburgh, people from Pittsburgh know it's called Donzie's, RIP Donzie's. And Tom Hanks rolls in. And my mom's like cutting a rug on the dance floor. And he has one of his people, not even him, come up
his
to
posse.
Her. Come up to her. And approach her, like his entourage, come up and say, Mr. Hanks would like to have a word with you. And he had like a separate, like roped off section. Otherwise, he wouldn't be down with the general population.
No, not
like,
the plebs.
No way. So she like was like, okay. So she like went up there and she like walked up to his section and he was like, and it was so loud. So they had to do the ear talk.
Those, yeah.
The ear talk. You do the ear.
That's why music is loud in bars, so that you do that.
The
that's
ear
the
talk.
Whole point of that. Yeah.
So if he was ear talking, he's like, I noticed you dancing out there. You're a really good dancer. I want to know if you wanted to dance with me. Like,
dude,
what a pimp, right?
Tom Hanks wanted to fuck your mom.
Big time. And, what's his wife's name? Rita?
Doesn't matter.
His wife's someone famous. I Googled it one time and I was like,
I'll Google it now.
Were they married then? Like, they totally were. They totally like were married in the 80s. Look up his wife. She's somebody.
Rita Wilson.
Rita Wilson. Thank
when
you.
They get married.
I said Rita. I was in the ballpark. I was in the League of Their Own ballpark. But yeah, they were married at the time. I mean, they didn't do anything. They just danced. So he didn't cheat or anything. This isn't breaking news to the world on our
1988
podcast.
Is whenever Tom Hanks got married to Rita Wilson is what I'm seeing here.
Like it might have been 89. Like it was around then.
That's early enough that, you know.
Is it, Adam? Is it?
I think your mom fucked Tom Hanks.
You think my mom fucked Tom Hanks? And she's not saying, okay. you know he was on the Epstein log twice.
He's a freak, man.
The Epstein log came out. Remember, we talked about that like several weeks ago. It's old news now. Tom Hanks was on it. I'm like, like, that's disappointing to me.
Danny DeVito was on it, too,
though. Danny DeVito was on it.
Wasn't he? Was he? No, you know what? That was a Always Sunny bit. My bad.
No, Danny DeVito.
Frank was on the Epstein list.
Frank was on the Epstein.
So
you had me going there.
So
no, I'm thinking
on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Frank's like, I was on the Epstein list. But he's like, but I didn't do any of the kiddie stuff. I was out in the pool hanging out.
It's fucking great. That show's incredible. I hope that show never ends.
It's not gonna end.
I hope it goes on forever.
Like The Simpsons and South
like,
Park.
That show's amazing.
It's gonna go on until they're all old.
Stephen Hawking was on the list. That's the one that blew my mind. Blew my mind.
I mean, hasn't God punished him enough?
He doesn't believe in God. That was his whole thing. This is the whole thing, Adam. I knew you'd like that one.
This beer's got me going
in different
directions.
This beer's good. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
My mom was a dime piece, apparently, back in the day. Oh, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
No, that's cool as shit, dude. That's cool as fuck.
Yeah, but I talked to Mike Tyson on the phone. It was one of my claim to fame. And now he's fighting Jake Paul. He hasn't fought in 20 years.
He's going to rock his world.
I don't know, man.
Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
I think it's a fake fight. I think it's a business fight. I think they're both going to make money, and that's all they care about.
They're both going to make money, but I think Mike Tyson is going to knock the fuck out of Jake Paul. He's gonna knock him out. Look, I'm not saying there's anything against Jake Paul. Like, he's a piece of shit, but he's in fantastic shape. He's in great shape.
He's not a boxer,
but
though.
He's not.
He's a YouTube personality.
Who wanted to become a boxer because he liked
it. He's not, like...
Like, he's not trained from, like, his teen years like Mike Tyson.
Listen, I'm not pretending to be a boxer either. I fought two fights in my life ever. But he has terrible form. I'm not denying that the guy's in shape and he trains hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you. But he has no form. He is not a boxer. Whereas Mike Tyson's 60 years old, Adam. He's 60 years old.
And he would still beat the fuck out of us.
Mike Tyson can punch through a brick wall. Yeah. He's still got all that power. But he doesn't have the speed. He doesn't have the finesse. He's losing it in his legs.
He just needs to land
Paul,
one good hit. That's all he needs to do. One good hit.
Well, Jake Paul's going to move around so he doesn't get hit that hard. It's going to be a boring-ass fight where all they're doing is running around from each other. And Netflix is hosting it. And they're going to make so much money, it's going to be stupid, and it's going to be dumb, and I'm not even going to watch it, because...
I'll just wait for the clips on TikTok, honestly.
I think they have an end goal. I think Jake Paul wants to fight Canelo Alvarez, who's like the welterweight? Middleweight? Flat?
I don't know.
He's one of the champions right now. And Canelo won't even talk to him. Because you're not a boxer, dude. You're just...
Yeah. Like, fuck it.
Like you're a content creator. Like, go do your thing. Like, I'm a fighter.
Go do your silly YouTube videos.
But I don't think he's going to allow... I think it's going to be... I think it's WWE. I think that's what it is. I think this is scripted. I think it is for entertainment purposes, which is fine. If you're into that, that's fine. But... I don't think it's a real fight.
I think Mike Tyson's going to Swayze Roadhouse this dude.
They're making a new Roadhouse.
It's out.
It's out.
It's out. My mom was watching it.
Jake Gyllenhaal's in it, right? Isn't Conor McGregor in it too, speaking of fighters?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it. So I like the original Patrick Swayze Roadhouse, but it's not good.
Dude ripped somebody's throat out.
It's really bad. But I like it. Like, it's okay to like bad things.
Yeah.
It's a bad movie that I enjoy. And people are like, oh, Roadhouse is so good.
Who doesn't like a Swayze movie? Who doesn't like a Swayze?
Uncle Pat. Remember, he's my Uncle Pat. I told you this story, right? For those of you who don't remember this story, when I went away to college from our tiny little town here, Sharon Hermitage, Pennsylvania, we went away to college, and it's like, oh, we wanted to impress girls. We wanted to, like, stand out. So we're like, okay, we have to pick somebody famous from our hometown and say we're related to them. And then that will be, like, the conversation starter. So we put our heads together, like, okay, who's famous from our town? We couldn't think of anybody relevant who's famous from our town. So we said, my friend was like, hey, do you remember Patrick Swayze came here that one time to film that one movie? So because Patrick Swayze was here once, I said Patrick Swayze's my uncle. So I went around telling people that Patrick Swayze was my uncle Pat. So he was my uncle Pat, and people would be like, bullshit. Which what it was bullshit, yeah. Clearly. And I said, no, fuck you, my uncle Pat. Like, call him right now. So I'd always call like the time and temperature number and be like, oh, he's not home. Like, he's obviously filming something back in LA. And then he died. I couldn't pull my Uncle Pat card anymore.
No, you could pull it still, but now
it would be even better. What do you want me to do? Call him from beyond the grave?
Yeah, exactly. You'd also get lots of poon because, like, you get the grief card. Like, yeah. My uncle was Patrick. He died. And then you get the ladies be like, Pat. Oh, let me comfort you for, you know, the night. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my Uncle Pat. And I really like him as an actor. Big fan. Did you tell me you never saw Dirty Dancing?
No, I did not.
Have you still never seen Dirty Dancing?
No, because I haven't had a reason to watch it.
Well, your reason is it's a great movie. It's really cool. It's a really cool movie.
I'll take your word for it.
You'll have the time of your life.
I watched Ghost.
Ghost is pretty cool.
I watched that, yeah.
But let's be honest. It's Whoopi who makes that movie.
So when I was a kid, that movie, the scene at the end of the movie where the bad guy...
It gets his comeuppance,
and those demons come out, and they drag him down.
Hell yeah.
Scared
yes.
the fuck out of me when I was
Well,
kid.
It was terrifying.
It was terrifying. It was so scary. The noise they made when mm-hmm. they drag... And, like, Swayze is looking... Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, that's so horrifying. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, pre-Catholic school, Adam, just, like, watching that movie. It's like, this is fucking horrifying.
That was before your Catholic school teacher just told you about, God hates you, and you're going to burn in hell.
Heard that many.
That's kind of the whole Catholic dogma thing.
Heard like, that many a day, many a time.
Like, you're a fucking sinner and you should be sad about it.
Yeah, but it's fucking sunny outside. Why would it be sad? Dude, it's a nice day. Fuck off.
Because you're a sinner. We're all sinners.
A sin out in the sun, then, I guess.
You should just sit there and ask for forgiveness all the time.
Can the sin give me an extra... A little bit of tan or some shit like that. I'm trying to brown up before the fucking summer.
Hey, yo, beach season. Summertime. Summertime. This beer is getting me on
fleek. It's got me feeling some shit.
Oh, man.
Dude, top that off. Finish the rest of that. Top that off.
Okay. What else you got going on?
We watched something, Scott. Something I desperately want to talk about. I want to talk about it so bad, so
talk
much,
about
so
it.
Badly.
Talk about it.
They released the first two episodes of X-Men 97 this past week. I watched them twice.
What'd you think of it?
I love...
Did you say twice?
Yes.
In a row?
No, not in a row. I loved every minute. Every fucking minute of the first episode, I loved. I loved it so much.
I thought it was so good.
It's so amazing. It is the best thing that's on right now.
It's incredible.
It honestly is.
I want more of it.
It's classic 1997 X-Men with, like, updated, like, artwork and, like, better artists and better, like, a lot more money pumped into it. It's so good. I can't say enough good things about it.
I feel like the animation is trying to be like the old animation so bad. And it's really good. It's really close. But every once in a while, there's one thing that I'm like, oh,
yeah.
You know, have you noticed that?
Every now and then, yeah. It's so fucking... The money behind this show knew what the people wanted from the classic X-Men 97. They knew it, and it delivered. So fucking good. It's amazing. And not only that, but like they had to replace some of the voice actors, obviously. But they sound great. They sound pretty classic. So, like, there's some returning ones. So
who's returning that we would know?
Wolverine, same voice actor. Rogue, same voice actress. Beast, same voice actor. Who else? Jubilee, the voice actress that portrayed her. I guess she's in the show, but she does different voices because she's a white woman. And she, I guess she made the conscious choice of like, hey, you know, Jubilee is like a Korean
she's
character,
Asian, right? Yeah.
Like she's like a Korean character. Let's let a Korean actress, like Korean American actress, like do the voice just because it
I have
right.
The Jubilee Marvel Legends and it's one of my favorite. Sorry.
That's cool.
I digress.
But they had to do some recasting, obviously, because the voice actor that played Magneto, he died. The voice actor that played Cyclops, I think he died too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's a different Cyclops. I think Gambit is different. Jean Grey is definitely different. So they've managed to keep some of the same voice acting, but they've had to make changes. There's a couple that didn't want to come back, and then there's a couple that just died, so they had to make those changes. But like,
what do you think about the trial of Magneto? Magneto,
so good, so good,
right?
So fucking good, so amazing,
right?
It was amazing. It was fucking great.
I was like, holy shit! It's episode 2, and they're doing trial of Magneto.
Yeah.
Like, that's an entire comic arc.
A lot of people were, like, shit-talking, like, Magneto's new outfit. Because
it's Trial of Magneto, my outfit.
Because, like, what it, he
the
looks like.
Locks.
And I will say that. I will agree with this. I don't agree that for the hate for it, but I will agree. He does look like Granny What's-Her-Fuck from DC Universe Apocalypse, whatever her name is. Like,
oh, Granny.
You know,
Granny Goodness or whatever. Yeah.
Like, he does kind of give off that vibe a little bit. But that's comic accurate. Like, this is like, if you read any comic books, a lot of people talking shit. Like, if you read any comic books, and I didn't read all the comic books, but, like, I know that that is his outfit during this period of time where he takes over as, like, leader of the X-Men, and he goes through this trial process and everything. That's his outfit. I'm not a big fan of the outfit, but it's comic accurate, so I'm going to allow it.
I'm a big fan of it, actually. I'm a big fan of it. I kind
of
love
big,
it.
I'm just not a big fan of the long gloves that go all the way.
So how old is Eric at this point?
Dude's like fucking 94.
Like, he's got, like, the X gene in him is making him, like, not age,
it
right?
It has to be, because it's like, we're talking, well, here's the thing, it's 1997 at this point.
Right,
in the
it's
show.
97,
and
so, but he was
World
in
II,
Auschwitz.
Yeah, but he, like, you could say he's like 8.
He was a child in
like
Auschwitz,
eight. Like,
yeah.
Let's say 8. So, do the math, 40s. So, he's probably, like, in his 60s. Late 60s, early 70s, maybe, at this point in the show. They introduced the rogue Magneto love kind of thing that was happening, because I guess it didn't happen in the show, but because the show pulls so much from the comic books, they just kind of introduced it in this storyline, because in the comics, apparently, Rogue and Magneto had, like, kind of an affair together, because I guess because of Magneto's powers, he can physically touch Rogue, and that kind of, like, attracted her to him a little bit, because when you're somebody who can't, like, physically touch anybody, like, it's very
yeah,
much
that
like
kinda,
a...
All right, we've had this conversation umpteen times. Who's my favorite X-Man?
Oh,
yes.
It's Gambit, right?
It's Gambit.
That's my favorite X-Men too.
It's Gambit, and it's not even remotely close.
Yeah, Gambit's great.
Like, when I was a kid, it was Cyclops. And you want to know why Cyclops was my favorite?
The laser blast?
No, because his fucking name is Scott.
Oh, okay.
But then I got older and I realized I'm not a fucking cop. So so he's not my favorite anymore.
But listen to this, though. So I rewatched the entirety of the original 90s run of X-Men the past, like, couple months. And yes, Scott was my least favorite character because he was very much a Boy Scout.
Boy Scouts.
They kind of changed him a little bit in this show. Like, the death of Xavier.
So far. So
like,
far.
He was super fucking badass. The first episode, he tell me he was not badass.
Bro, his lasers when he slides across the room.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he used the force of the laser to push himself, like, sliding across the room when he's fighting
fell
people.
Fell out of the Blackbird.
They destroyed the Blackbird in episode 2.
Used
and
it to not...
Rogue and Storm and Worf saved everybody else, and he's looked at him. He's like, "Fucking great work, X-Men!"
He's
and,
a
then
great
di-
work,
and then
my
he X-Men. Dive bombs to the ground.
I was like
full force. He uses his sight. I was like,
my brain exploded.
I was like, all right, so Cyclops is a badass.
Wasn't even phased.
No, he was
like, the entire time he's falling.
Superhero
he's
landing.
Watching to make sure everybody else is good.
Yeah,
and once they're good, he's like, "All right, good job, guys.
Good job,
now I'm gonna not die." And I was like, "Bro,
it was an awkward line." And this line has been said twice, both by Cyclops and Magneto. It's a very awkward line. To me, my X-Men.
That was the name of episode 2,
yes,
right?
It was.
Yeah.
It's a very awkward line to come out of any of their mouths.
It was said in the comics so much.
it's so weird to say out loud.
You gotta remember, this is just the comics.
Yeah.
In cartoon.
Dude, when they fucking started fighting the Sentinels in episode 1, after that moment, and they held Storm back, and then Master Mold stands like, I'm gonna fuck you guys up, and then Scott's like, bring the weather report, and then it's just Storm off in the fucking desert, lightning crashing down, turning sand to glass, and creating this whirlwind. Like, Storm has never been this powerful, and it's so badass. It's so cool. I'm in love with this show. Like I said, every minute of the show, like, the people that are behind the show, they get it. They know what we want. And I love it.
I really... So, there's something I wanted to bring up to you. I'm just trying to find it.
Something I want to bring up, too, regarding Gambit, also.
This summer, they just announced... And I think this goes along... Oh, God, I'm slurring. I'm so drunk. With the 97 release, they're rebooting X-Men comics this summer. There's a new...
Dude, if they do that, that's my jump in then. That's my jump in point.
There's a new Uncanny X-Men, like, rebooting starting.
That's my jump in point then. It's very hard.
I was like, oh my God, I wanna start, but it's like, oh, here it is. Starting summer 2024, and there's like three different...
Dude, let's get into this.
Let's do it.
This is the jump in point, because I've tried jumping into X-Men at certain points. It's too hard right now. It's so fucking...
You know
hard.
What I loved? I set you up on this, and I think we both loved it. The Jay and Rachel Explain X-Men podcast.
Yes. Yeah, you gave me that one.
Like, they do such a good job.
It's been a long time since I've listened to that show. It's been a
minute, but I've been getting back into podcasts, which we're going to talk about later. Yeah, they do such a good job explaining
it's so good.
It and
it's
like
very good.
Like catching you up. And they talk about the show a lot too. But yeah. I kind of want to re-listen to their show.
I might have to do that. Yeah. So one of the things that's been going around since the first two episodes released, and it's a bunch of fucking douchebag TikTok bros that are like posting videos. There's a lot of hate for what Disney did to Gambit right now.
What'd they do?
I got a couple pictures. I got a couple pictures I'm gonna bring up for a second. So you remember the scene in episode one where they save the Puerto Rican rich boy, and then it cuts back to the mansion, and Scott's like laying into Gambit, like, where the fuck were you at, huh? We were busy fighting these Friends of Humanity douchebags, and you're sitting here grilling fucking some Louisiana
French. Which they were just MAGA, right?
Pretty much.
Okay. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
I was like,
that's what it is.
Episode 2 was basically January 6th.
That's
right?
What it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what it was.
Is this on purpose?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was. Okay. So a lot of people are like, talk shit, like, and a lot of people are like us are like, Gambit was our favorite character in the 90s. He was so
Gambit.
Fucking badass.
Love
he was
Gambit.
So smooth. Everything. They were like, they did my boy Gambit so dirty in this show. They did him dirty. And this is why. And this is what people are hankering on. I'm going to pull up this picture from episode 1. See Gambit right here? Bro's wearing a sleeveless crop top, and they're like, they're making him gay
it
or
was
bisexual.
1997.
Yes,
like
that's
I
my
wore
point.
That.
That's my point. So if they're what they're saying is they made Gambit bisexual because they put him in a sleeveless crop top, and they're hating on it right now.
I might let me see. It's I might have had that exact shirt in 1997.
It says rock on it. Like this is classic, like mid to late 90s.
Absolutely,
dude. Let me show you another picture.
That is a period attire.
Let me show you another picture. This is our boy Will Smith in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What is he wearing, Scott?
Probably circa 97.
Yes.
A crop top. I wore that shit all the time.
Motherfuckers.
Now, granted, I wasn't.
Yeah, but
I wasn't as porky as I am now.
Motherfuckers wore dudes. There was a time where dudes wore that shit. That's not like a people are trying to make a big thing. They're like, oh, they made X-Men. Well,
around,
fuck you. Like,
around
stop.
The late 90s, early aughts, I was on par with Gambit and Will Smith.
Yeah.
And I wore shit like that. There was nothing wrong with it.
No.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
People
are mad about this. I've seen a number of videos. People are
what
like,
what the hell? That's not the point of the comic book.
What's his name from the TikToker from Philadelphia, the redhead, long hair?
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
He did a thing where he went on this massive rant as if like because he's like, oh, people are like all pissed off because they make X-Men woke now. X-Men, you did not read the fucking comics in the 90s. You did not watch
it
the TV show.
It is all woke. It is the whole.
I had this conversation with my mother earlier today.
The whole thing is woke.
I watched it again today earlier, and I was having this conversation with my mother. And I was like, people are pissed off because they're like, oh, you know, X-Men's woke. X-Men's always been woke. She's like, X-Men hasn't always been woke. And I'm like, the fuck you talking
it's
about?
It's an allegory for racism.
I had to
That's exactly
I had
what
to
it
explain
is.
That to her. I was like, no, this, like, Stan Lee's meant the X-Men to be an allegory for black people in this country.
Stan Lee was an unapologetic socialist before. He was 96 years old.
Yeah.
And he was like,
Excelsior.
A huge Bernie bro. Like, it doesn't, like, you don't get any more left wing than, like, Stan Lee. Stan Lee puts me to shame.
Yeah.
And Jack Kirby, too. Unfortunately, Jack Kirby died 20 years before.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's a lot of people, a lot of these people that were kids when they first started watching those X movies, and they watched a lot of the action, a lot of the fighting, but they didn't pay attention to the message and the dialogue that was going on. Versus me, where I did kind of pay attention to that kind of shit in the story. So whenever I think if they went back and rewatched the old X-Men
cartoons. Go watch the Bryan Singer movies from the 90s.
Yeah, even that, yeah.
They're that way.
Yeah. Like, they, I think they just don't remember what the X-Men were. How do you feel about Bishop
I'm frustrated.
How do you feel about Bishop being, like, a normal character now? Like, he's in the opening credits now.
And like Morph, Bishop, right?
Morph is in the opening credits,
too. Well, wait. I feel like Morph died early on, and Morph was always one of my favorites.
I loved Morph. So I'll tell you this right now. Episode 1 was a two-parter for the first series, the original series back in the early 90s.
Sentinel kills him, right?
Yes, Sentinel kills him. Mr. Sinister brings him back. And then he has that duality, like, dual thing where it's like, there's the good Morph, and
when
then there's the
Mr.
pissed
Sinister
off
bring
Morph.
Him back?
I think it's like episode or season 2 or 3.
Okay.
When Jean and Scott first get married, but the marriage didn't stick because the priest was Morph in disguise, so that they technically weren't married, and they went off on their fucking boat cruise to the islands or whatever, and then Sinister like kidnapped them for some nonsense or whatever, but like. It's so cool to bring back like these, and not only that, Morph looks like classic Morph. Like he has the image like when he's at the bar with
Big
Wolverine.
Morph fan, right? Big
yeah,
Morph fan.
But like when he's with the rest of the X-Men of the mansion, he's got like he's basically has the what's his fuck from Harry Potter look.
Voldemort
look about him. So and that's
well,
classic
that's
Morph.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah, that's classic Morph.
But I feel like in the first episode, early on in the original X-Men run, he always took the form of like a regular looking guy.
When they went to look for the Puerto Rican rich boy at that club, and you had Wolverine hanging out at the bar with Morph, and he was just like looking his regular self. That was the look. That was what he would normally look like.
Wolverine and Morph were like besties.
Oh yeah, there was like at the
and
end.
You
of,
see that when he throws him
two.
The beer, I was like, oh
and
dude, and I love their
potato
bromance.
Chips at him, and he looks at him, and then all of a sudden Morph changes to
Sabretooth,
and then Wolverine's like, all right, let's fucking go, buddy. And then they have that fight. And I was like, oh, that's a bromance.
I remember
for the ages.
I remember in the first episode when the Sentinel kills Morph.
Wolverine was the most hurt.
It was his best friend.
Yeah.
They were close. And you never
they
got
were like, this son?
You never got to see that dynamic anymore. And
no.
I'm so glad they brought it back.
I'm glad that I'm surprised that Bishop is like a regular.
Bishop's great.
He's great, but like I'm surprised he's such a regular character. They included him in the intro like scene. They added him to the roster.
Yeah. But in the past, it was always like, oh, we're in deep shit. We better call Bishop. Like he was always like the goat, like the next guy who they brought
in. No, they didn't. They never brought him in. It was like some shit happened, and then Bishop showed up, and they were like, "Oh, Bishop's here. Some shit's going down."
That's what I mean.
What the
That's
fuck
what
are
I
you
mean.
Doing? It was a lot of hate for Bishop too from the X-Men. Not because they hated him, because they were like, "Why are you fucking messing around in our time? Go back to your time. Fuck off."
I have Bishop Marvel Legend too. It's like one
dude,
of my favorites.
Dude, that's so cool.
My Mystique is pretty cool too. I have the Mystique where she has the changeable head, where she's that princess from the Savage Land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's like worth so much money. Okay, sorry, I digress.
Dude, I have so much high hopes for this show. The show I have so many high hopes for the show. Mm. Like it did what it should have done, and it did it well. Is what I'm going to say.
I loved it. I loved it
I
so much.
I loved every minute of this show. Every minute of those first
episodes. Disney, thank you. That they did this. I remember like a year or so ago when they announced they were going to do this. And I've like wanted more of this since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And now that it's here, it's
here's again. The thing. They've opened doors now. Now that they're doing this, they've opened doors to bringing back Iron Man, the animated Iron Man from the 90s.
You know, Spider-Man, which is so good.
So good. They had a couple crossovers back in the 90s.
Dude, if I had all the money in the world, I would recollect my... I had action figures from the animated Spider-Man series.
Really?
And I got rid
That's
of
so
all...
That's so good.
And, oh, man.
Oh, man. Dude, X-Men number one, Spider-Man show number two. That was my second favorite cartoon when I was growing up.
Iron Man was pretty good.
I never watched Iron Man. It didn't interest me. I think the reason why it didn't interest me was because
it came on after Spider-Man, so I just watched it.
I changed the channel at that point because I'm like, his suit looks goofy. His suit looked goofy back in the 90s. It was because it was more comic accurate, but it looked goofy as shit.
Dude, the Mandarin with his ring, like, he was a great villain.
This has to be like. X-Men 97 has to be the start of them testing the waters to bring those old shows back, right? Like, they got to do the other ones. They got to do Spider-Man.
So
they gotta
popular.
They got to do Iron Man.
It's
like,
so popular.
They have to do it now. Like, there's no choice. And here's the thing. There's even some adult content in X-Men 97. At one point, Wolverine says piss. As in, like, pissed off. In episode two, it's some whenever he's watching the Magneto
trial. I'm pissed, bub.
Yeah, basically that's what he says. like when they're watching the Magneto trial on TV.
Oh, calm down, Shug.
Yeah.
Dude. I love the dialogue. It's so great. It's so great.
Fucking amazing.
Like, Xavier's not dead, right?
You didn't watch the last season, did you? Of the
I
original.
I did, but...
Not recently.
No. Okay. And it's one of those ones that I never watched, like, in order. I always
skipped
around.
So, what's his name that was in jail that they went to go see in the episode one?
Not Trask. I can't remember his name. Someone with a G.
I can't remember his name. So, at the very last episode of the original series, so he's in front of the UN, spouting his MAGA racist bullshit.
Right, right.
And then Xavier pops up behind him, like... Basically says, shut the fuck up. Like, we're just trying to, like, live our lives. And, you know, you can't judge every mutant by the actions of one mutant. Like, fuck off. And so he hit him with, like, this, like, basically a remote controller that, like, warped his brain to where he couldn't control. He basically did the Logan thing where he couldn't control his, like, abilities and, like, knocked everybody out. But it was fatal to him. And he had like 9 hours to live. And Beast was like, I can't figure out what the fuck is going on. So they're like, we got to call the Shi'ar Empire because Lalandra can fucking have technology to save him. And there was a whole fucking thing. He dies at the end of the episode.
Right.
Lalandra shows up at the last second and puts like a thing on his forehead and was like, our technology can save him. And they were like, well, how long is it? What's going to take? And she basically like whisks him off to the fucking space. And the last line you hear is basically Xavier, his mental thoughts, telling the X-Men, like, I may not be here with you in physical body, but I'll always be with you here in spirit. And that was the end of it. That was the end of the series. Mm. So he's in space fucking Lalandra right now.
You would.
Yes, I would. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Lalandra.
Dude.
I love it so much.
It's so... I'm looking forward to it. New episodes every Wednesday.
Wow, are we long on this? We're long on this.
We're about done. Yeah, we're about
Dude,
done.
Dude, we haven't got through many topics.
We got through enough, though.
Did we get through enough?
We got through enough.
I had so many more things lined up, but...
I mean, we can keep going if you want. I don't care. I don't care. No, it doesn't bug me. So.
We're running long on time. I guess we'll save them for next week. We got big things coming at them.
I was going to, you know what? I was actually really thinking about that line today. I was like, Scott's got to do his big things coming because.
We got big things
It's
coming.
Been a while since he's said it.
Because we got drunk at the bar and I pitched two ideas to Adam and he was good with both of them.
Yeah, I'm good with both of them.
So I'm not going to announce them yet on the show.
We still got to make some plans. We just got to, you know, get some shit together.
But big things are coming. There's. There's a future here. There's really good things on the horizon. I'm excited. You're excited.
I'm pumped.
We're all excited. I think I'm going to go ahead and say, barring anything crazy, we'll be back next week, and I will make the announcement. I have to reach out to someone.
Yeah.
To get an approval.
Yeah, we got to get permission first.
We got to get approval for this to make sure. I think it'll be good to go, and we will make the announcement next week.
It's a project. We get a couple projects.
I guess it's a side project.
Yeah, it basically is what it is.
It's a side project.
Forward Distraction is expanding.
We have a spinoff of Forward Distraction, and not just one, possibly two spinoffs.
Possibly.
And who knows what comes after that? Maybe more down the road. But
it took us 8 years to do some extra shit. So,
but I love the way things are going. We love our fans. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
If you want to get a hold of us here at For Your Distraction, you can shoot us an email at foryourdistraction@gmail.com. We're on social media. We are on Facebook. Search for For Your Distraction on there, and you can like our page. We do live streaming, Facebook Live.
Yes, we
do. On our Facebook page. So if you want to watch us live,
uncircumcised,
raw, uncircumcised, uncut, on our Facebook page, you can do it there. Otherwise, you can listen to the show after the fact. Anywhere you listen to your podcasts, we are on SoundCloud. We are on iTunes. We are on
Google Play.
Spotify. I've been getting into Spotify a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
I've been getting back into podcasts.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
I've been getting back into podcasts.
Go back and re-listen
hard.
To the Dead Authors podcast. Re-listen to some of those, man.
Those are some good ones.
There's a lot of them you never listened to that are really fucking gems.
I know.
There's a lot of them.
I skipped around. See, my problem is I skip around.
The guy that played... Remember the guy that played Holt's husband in Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah.
He was guest starred in a couple of those podcasts that are fucking hilarious.
Oh, he played multiple characters?
He did a couple of them. He's great. He's fantastic.
Yeah. I'll tell you something about it off air, but we got big things coming. Big things coming for FYD. Thank you guys for being with us on this wonderful journey, on this wonderful ride. 8 years later, Adam. 8 years later, we're still here in front of a microphone.
I was thinking about
drinking
that today.
Beer of the
it's
show.
Been almost a decade. It's been almost a fucking
you know,
decade of our life. Doing
we've
this
lasted
shit.
Longer than the Confederacy.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay woke.